producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Edition of America Tonight. It's still all about Paris and where we are as regards to what's happened there and how we're handling, especially our Syrian crisis, meaning do we allow 10,000 refugees to come into the United States? This was something that wasn't really greeted with a lot of enthusiasm to begin with. But then once, as I have mentioned now a couple of times, it was discovered that one of the attackers had a fake passport that said he was from Syria, then the door was really kicked open to say, listen, this is what happened there. This is how this guy got in. And clearly, there was a lot of back and forth over the border. Then there's the story about the eight Syrians caught at the Texas border crossing. Eight. And you say, well, so what does that mean? So what does it mean that they were caught at the border? What does that say about, well, the problems obviously that we've had along the border with the, just in general, with people climbing back and forth and tunneling and everything else. Not to dive too deep into that, but two federal agents working with Border Protection confirmed that in Laredo that they have had problems. They have heard about Syrians that have been apprehended in the area from other federal agencies. So what does that mean? Again, is it likely or unlikely that incidents of Syrians trying to enter the southern border would be publicized by the agency who apprehended them? And, of course, the answer is no. But are they taking extra precautions? So this comes just days after the terror attacks in Paris that killed 129 people. I'll reemphasize this. I just said it. One of the attackers came to Europe claiming to be a Syrian refugee, especially with the way people feel when they see the kids and the faces, and it is a perfect guise. It is the perfect way to come across. So this is just more evidence that this problem is so much bigger than you could even imagine. And then there's the ISIS video that threatens an attack on New York City. And so how do you shut that down? The video intersperses New York street scenes with suicide bombers preparing for an attack. At the end, a suicide bomber is shown setting off a grenade and the screen goes to black. I'll say it again. We just saw what happened in Paris. You know, there's a big police presence when you go to New York City, as I've spent plenty of time there. And if you were to just ask me, do I feel safe in New York City, I would tell you yes, because I see so many cops, so many police officers everywhere I go, whether it's the subway, whether it's walking on the streets, but fueling the evidence of what's happened in other places and the taunting by ISIS. I mean, the video shows Times Square. It shows Herald Square. It shows taxis driving by. And then the grenade being set off and the screen goes to black. Then they also have French President François Hollande speaking after the Paris attacks. He ends the speech, it's horrible, and what's coming next will be worse and more bitter, are superimposed on the screen. And then you've got jihadis praising soldiers of the caliphate in France for their blessed operation that killed 129 and injured 350 last Friday. So the mayor of New York, Bill de Blasio, said, in light of all this reporting about the video, said there's no specific incredible threat against the city. The police commissioner, Bratton, agreed with the mayor. They did a news conference in Times Square saying that there was nothing new about the video that they said was hastily produced. That there is no current or specific threat to the city. But they're at a heightened state of vigilance, and they work with the FBI and the Joint Terror Task Force and anybody in the intelligence community to keep the city safe. I mean, is the video a way to create momentum and build on the attacks in Paris and other areas? Of course it is. They want people to believe they're not safe, that there is some specific plot. Unfortunately, there is no 100%. There is no police chief. I don't care how incredible he is. There's no mayor. There's nobody that can tell you that, yeah, don't worry, you're 100%. That trip you were going to take Christmas time to see the lights in New York City, don't worry about it. You're going to be fine. They can't do that. You know, so we had the 9/11 attacks, and we haven't had anything since then, certainly not on that level. But suicide bombers are crafty. Especially if it's some kind of a cell where somebody's already planted somewhere. And this is not fear-mongering. It's what we know has almost happened in the past. Remember the Times Square car that was set to explode, but of course it was jimmy-rigged wrong. And that's exactly what that guy was doing. He was waiting for his chance. He got his chance, and luckily it didn't happen. Quickly, we turn to politics for a minute, and we'll seg into that in our next segment. Are you shocked that Donald Trump still has legs? He is the dominator. He is dominating the Republican Party, the race in New Hampshire. So now we're seeing Carson fall back, and Trump just keeps rising. And other people are dropping out of the race or considering dropping out of the race. So it'll be a much smaller crowd by the time we get to the primaries. But Trump leads with 27% of New Hampshire among Republican primary voters. Marco Rubio has 13%. Ted Cruz, 11%. Jeb Bush, Ben Carson, 9%. John Kasich, 7%. Chris Christie, 6%, for what it's worth. So Carson, who is Trump's usually closest competitor nationally, doesn't even hit the double digits in New Hampshire. Remember I said that once you get to the primary voters, things could really change and shake out in a different direction. In New Hampshire, Bernie Sanders has a one-point edge, by the way, over Hillary Clinton, 45% to 44%. And oh yeah, Martin O'Malley, a whopping 5%. Oh! Stay with us. We're going to shake the bushes next.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Wallet, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number, 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Question, is Trump the guy? Haven't I been asking this all along? But now it's for real, right? It's not pretend anymore. Yeah. In June, could it have faded? Maybe, perhaps, but he got through the summer. And now we're heading toward the primaries. When you say likely primary voters, boy, that's a whole different thing. Donald Trump, with the possibility of getting the Republican nomination, is getting better and better and better and better. By the way, as we kind of seg into a couple of different directions here to play a little catch-up, I talked about this a little bit, but the president now is threatening to veto any legislation that is aimed at improving screening for Syrian refugees. So, of course, the White House and Congress will be on a crash course in just a day. The veto threat came as the House is preparing the bill, which sets high obstacles for refugee admission, including, you ready for what it is? FBI background check, sign-offs by top officials, and that's the big thing. So Pete Sessions, congressman from Texas, says, look, the president is confusing the public. He is confusing the public about the facts of what's happening here and the vetting process. Given the lives at stake and the critical importance, this is what Congressman Sessions says, to our partners in the Middle East and Europe of American leadership in addressing the refugee crisis. Obama would veto the bill, really? Well, that's the big question mark, is why? Because of what the White House is saying. Then how can we do that? Republicans and some Democrats say there should be a pause in refugee admissions. Why not wait? Get this straight. Michael McCaul, who's the House Homeland Security Committee chair, said America has a proud tradition of welcoming refugees into our country. We lead the world in humanitarian assistance. However, we must also put proper measures in place to ensure our country's safety. And there it is in a nutshell. Why take the chance? Why not just figure it out and do it correctly? If you have to take a step back and put a pause on it to make sure it's the correct system, doesn't that seem as though that's the right way to go based on what we just saw in Paris? But the president is defending the plan to bring over the 10,000 Syrian refugees over the next year. Obama tweeted on Wednesday that slamming the door in the face of refugees would betray our deepest values. That's not who we are, and it's not what we're gonna do. So who's backing the action? CIA Director John Brennan said in a speech on Wednesday that about half of Syria's population, about 12 million, give or take, have been displaced by the ISIS onslaught in the civil war. It's terrible. A number that includes both those who have been internally displaced and those forced to flee the country. It is. It's awful. It's sad. It's despicable. It's disgusting. ISIS is a dangerous crowd. They do not have any need for human life. They do not value human life. And it is terrible what has happened to those people. Of course it is. The problem is, it keeps coming back to the vetting process. There are things that have to be done. It is a complex problem. Immigration has turned into that. It is a tangled web. But for goodness sake, there can't be checks and balances? They can't put that in place? Really, any Democrat out there? Sure, give us you're tired, you're poor, you're hungry, you're whatever. Absolutely. But now, the times that we live in, even if these were the times before, there was a process. So there's got to be a better process here. Do we just want a flood of people coming in that we have no screening on? I mean, that doesn't make any sense. That's flawed thinking. All it would take is to say, well, too bad, that's what's going to happen, and to have somebody come in. And there is the challenge for ISIS, because they want to desperately make a statement in America. Of course they do. So get someone in over the border, have some horrific disaster happen somewhere, and then find out that's what happened, that's where that person came from. That they snuck in on a fake passport. Not a good thing. By the way, hours after a woman blew herself up during a raid by French security forces targeting the mastermind of Friday's deadly terror attack, last Friday's attack in Paris, the Twitter account linked to the plot called for support of our sister as the attacks were getting underway. So at 4 in the morning, you had crazy explosions in this one neighborhood in Paris that was being surrounded. There was at least one woman, anyway, involved in what happened in Paris. It's what these tweets and other communications seem to suggest, that there was a woman involved in this. So this woman wanted to join jihad and serve. As the use of females as suicide bombers isn't new, but it has absolutely been adapted by ISIS and they're effective at doing it. You know, this could be something that we see more of. Because it's tricky. Since this has been traditionally male, there's another way, this is another angle to use to try to throw somebody off their game in stopping somebody. If they're coming in. And that's that tweet supporting our sister shows that at least, like I said, there was a woman involved in this. So after that intense shootout with the French authorities, they said 5,000 rounds of ammunition, 7 men and 1 woman were arrested. 2 others were killed, including the woman who blew herself up with a suicide vest as they were moving into the building. And she's a 26-year-old cousin of the suspected ring leader. And she's somebody who was a French citizen who grew up in Paris. And they say she was a former manager of Bico Construction, just north of where the shootout was. Wow. Stop at nothing. Nothing. I promised that we would seg into some other things, too, along the way, and we will definitely do that as we motor through here. And I want to leave it open to you, too, as well, to call 855-266-5283, 855-266-5283, or send me an email, americatonight.net. The, you know, moving from the Syrian thing for just a second here, there are a few other things that have happened that are appalling and sad, like the boos in the Turkish stadium during the moment of silence for the victims in Paris. That's nice. Then there was the ISIS supporters who stabbed a teacher at a Jewish school in France. Then there was another problem with the security efforts in France and the back and forth of what are they going to do and how are they going to lift this state of emergency. And you wonder, too, how many people have put off now looking across and thinking, boy, I'm glad I went to Paris before all this happened. I had 2 people say that to me today. All right, hang with us. We'll take your calls, and plus, we can count as well.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. you can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
I want to be able to smoke inside, cut down on cigarettes, jog without wheezing, be kissable, and save money.
Then you want LeSig e-cigarettes. Get the highest quality, best-tasting vaping experience on the market with unmatched customer service from LeSig. And right now, gobble up this deal. Buy $30 worth of any products and get a starter kit for only $5. Use code SK at checkout. But hurry, offer good only until Thanksgiving at LeSig.com. LeSig.com. Kick some ash with LeSig.
Don't take a cold or flu lying down. Stand up and fight back with Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver is a natural immune system booster that is highly effective against viruses, bacteria, and fungus. Supernatural Silver is perfect for daily use and can be taken orally or used topically to keep you protected from whatever comes your way. This new technology is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver and is supported by extensive research from over 300 clinical studies at universities and independent research facilities across the country. Supernatural Silver has an exceptionally long storage life and should be an essential part of your emergency preparedness. Don't be caught off guard. Give your body the support it needs to fight off deadly pathogens that are lurking everywhere. Stock up on Supernatural Silver and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2015 for 20% off. That's supernaturalsilver.com. Supernaturalsilver.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Time for another edition of We Can Count. Look around, baby, it's all about the numbers. We've been talking about one of them for most of the show, 10,000, the amount of refugees, Syrians, that the president would like to see come to this country to help in the humanitarian crisis. But there are others on the Hill saying, oh, not so fast. We got a bill, he says, I got a veto. And we'll see how that all turns out, because that's unfolding here at the tail end of the week. So we move to the 1,000 bison. I just saw some bison a couple of weeks ago, and I think they're really cool. I've seen them a few times in my life, but actually seeing them on property near where I was staying was, I mean, it was neat to see them, to be honest. They're neat-looking animals. I guess that's the best way I can say it, or at least to me they are. Now, here's the deal. So where it was unique where I was to have some bison, but not so unique when you talk about Yellowstone. In Yellowstone, they're saying there's so many, they're proposing to kill 1,000 bison this winter because they have an overpopulation problem there. Mostly calves and females, because they're trying to reduce the annual migration into Montana. So here's what's happening. You'll like this. The park peeps are going to meet with some representatives of American Indian tribes. This state, Billings, Montana, is where the story comes out of, but Montana, and other federal agencies to try to come up with some sort of plan. It's that controversy over a 2,000 agreement between Montana and the federal government that was meant to prevent the spread of disease from bison to livestock. So almost 5,000 bison roamed the park this summer. A harsh winter could drive thousands into southwestern Montana. So now they're talking about, well, then we're going to have to do something about that. And the emphasis is on females and calves. I mean, this is a hardy species. So, not easy. Definitely a hardy species. Then there's this story about this Maryland college that is closing until November 29th, they say, because there's a hunt for a missing student with a gun. So you do the math and say, November 29th, for goodness sake, they can't find this student with a gun before that. But Washington College announced that they're going to close the campus this week and the week of Thanksgiving because they're still, partially because they're still looking for the student who disappeared after returning to his house in Pennsylvania and getting a gun. Getting a gun. And, you know, this is an old college. It goes back to 1782. It's a small, small college. And they're not taking any chances, is what they're saying. And they say the student's name is Jacob Marburger, 19, sophomore. He was suspended from school for a week and a half last month after waving around an antique .22 caliber handgun while he was drunk in his frat house. So they are fearful that he returned home when he was suspended. They were looking at media, social media posts. And his parents contacted the school and said he had taken a rifle case from their house and was upset about school. And he hasn't been seen. So rather than take a chance, they said, you know what, we're just going to close school. But here's the thing. If they don't find him, he still could pop back up again. He could just wait. That's the tricky thing about this. And trying to monitor, the parents calling is the thing that would really put it over the top. Because if the parents call the school and they're concerned, oh, he got a rifle, oh, he's upset about what you did, well, that's not going to make you feel good. Because they're trying to tell you, I would do something. I would be careful. Because we don't know what his thoughts are like right now. By the way, at least 20 have been arrested in Indianapolis. Why raids targeting drug cartels with ties to Mexico? Moving heroin, meth, on the streets of Indy. They did a pre-dawn raid deal on Wednesday. And good for them. The amounts were pretty big that they were carrying. So think of the federal charges. You don't wiggle out of that easy. And the sting operation netted its intended targets. If you look at what a federal charge would be, that's like at least 10 years to life. And they're trying to crack down on especially meth. All right, as I said, 855-266-5283. Dan in Texas, hello.
I had to put my headphones down.
No worries.
I just got through with a good old Irish dinner of corned beef and cabbage.
Oh, that's so good. That sounds so good. You're such an interesting cook. I love it when you tell us what you've eaten because you really vary your menu up.
I do. I do. And I'd be a connoisseur if I wasn't such a pig.
You're hilarious.
Do you know what Hussein means in Arabic?
What does it mean?
It's the destroyer.
Oh.
Barack the Destroyer Obama.
The whole thing is terrible.
We need to impeach him. This man is an enemy of our country, Kate, and he's trying to destroy us. He has no concern about the fact that it's going to cost people's lives. His actions have already cost people's lives, and he's going to continue to cost American lives as long as he's in office. This man is evil. We've elected a very evil, hating America all person. He doesn't love any of us. He wants to kill us all. He's an enemy, and he's got to be impeached. Plus, I need to make some money, and I'm going to make a fortune on pay-per-view with that march you're going to make, Dave.
That's right. I said I would march naked to New Jersey if he were impeached. If the clock has ticked out on that, there's no way.
I don't think so. I'm a diehard. You know me, baby. I'll hang
I know.
The last dog's dead.
I know.
And I'm going to get him.
It's really a shame. There's just no way. I just don't understand.
Every action he's taken, if you just chronolize him, every action he has taken has hurt America. Every single one. Everything. Not one item has been to be the benefit of this nation. You know I'm telling you the truth.
Oh, I mean, it's ridiculous. I heard a guy today that was standing kind of near me in line, in an airport line, say, you know what, I got to tell you, and seriously, he said this, he goes, I voted for him the first time around. I don't know what I was thinking. I cannot believe what's happened. And he was going on and on to his buddy and telling him all the things that are broken, including, obviously, this latest deal with the Syrians.
Well, did you hear about the four that they busted in Honduras? They were
yes.
trying to sneak across the border? You knew
yeah.
about that. I was very proud of you about announcing that Allah Akbar that they did there in Turkey at the Greek football game between the Turks and the Greeks.
Ridiculous.
And they were all yelling Allah Akbar all through the moment of silence and just absolute shameful act. This is supposed to be a member of NATO, and they allow this kind of crap. I mean, my God, we got to just kick them out as well.
Yeah, it's bad. It's bad.
It's just terrible. Just terrible.
It is. I agree. I'm glad you shared your menu with us, and I'm totally in agreement with you on the Syrian thing.
I got a joke for you, too.
Yeah, let's hear it.
Okay. This potato king had three daughters, and the first one came to him and said, Father, I wish to marry. He says, to whom do you wish to marry? He says, a member of the Russell family. He says, oh, almost nobility. You have my permission. The next one says, Father, I too wish to marry. He says, who do you wish to marry? He says, the Rose family. He says, oh, yes, the Rose family is very prominent. You may marry them. The next one came in wearing go-go boots, bikini-type mini skirt, and an ultra top you could almost see through. And she was chewing her gum, swinging her purse, and she says, Father, I too wish to marry, I want to marry Brian Williams. He says, you can't marry Brian Williams. He says, why not? He says, because he's just a commentator.
Oh, my gosh, that is brilliant. I love it. I'm stealing it. Thank you, Dan. He comes up with some pretty darn good jokes. I'm giving him like 80-20. 80% of them are pretty good. So there's a couple of bombs in there, but that was a pretty good one for sure. And has anyone seen Brian Williams? He's on MSNBC now. You catch him on MSNBC. I saw him the other day. I was like, oh, there's Brian Williams. It's got to feel odd after being the big face, the big cheese of NBC. But, hey, at least he's back on the tube, right? Stay with us. Coming up, a little true or false with Patrick Eggdorf as we bring him into the circle. Stay with us.
Do you have have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
There are hundreds of silver products on the market today, but there's nothing like the astonishing health benefits of the multi-patented One Silver Solution. Boost your immune system at a great price with our Silver Solution Liquid, starting at $12.95 a bottle. Now available in regular and extra strength. That's half the price of the leading competitors. Call 844-USILVER for your free catalog, or go to OneSilverSolution.com. OneSilverSolution.com. There is only one Silver Solution.
Pro Pure Water, the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. Pro Pure, the most trusted name in gravity water filtration systems. With the silver-infused Pro 1G 2.0 all-in-one water filter, helps remove and reduce over 200 contaminants. Don't purchase just any filter claiming to be certified. Get the Pro 1G 2.0, the only gravity filter with NSF 42 certification. NSF, valued and recognized for independent certification worldwide. In addition, the Pro 1G 2.0 was independently tested to meet NSF 53 and P231 standards. ProPure, easy to assemble, easy to maintain, easy to clean filters. Purchase with confidence in quality, performance, and customer service. Take advantage of our biggest holiday 25% off sale going on now. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com. Or call 800-544-3533.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Music is a world within itself, with a language we all understand. With an equal opportunity for all to sing, dance, and clap their hands.
All right, we're making the final turn for this hour of America Tonight. So we invite Patrick Eggdorf to play along with us. He's our technical advisor on this show. Do you love that title, technical advisor? I think it's great.
Yeah, I like that.
I do too. Cool, you need name. A title. You need a title. That's a good one. It's for fun. You need it. You need it. All right. Washington and California have declared states of emergency after this deadly storm that happened earlier in the week. True or false?
True.
False. I tricked you. I threw in California. Washington's governor declared a state of emergency after the storms. You know, there was up to 20 inches of snow in Kansas. And then in Texas, there were some twisters. I've talked about those a couple of times. And in Washington, the storms were bad. So the when you get to the point where things are flooding and, you know, you got to do something with the roads and you're concerned about the people, you got to pull the lever on declaring the state of emergency, and that's what they did. The storm killed three. It left thousands of people without power. no stranger to bad storms here and there, but in Spokane, where we have many people listening to us, Patrick, they were working desperately to clear 175 fallen trees on Wednesday that blocked streets, slowed the commute. They were still asking people to stay home, in fact, and off the road on Wednesday night, if possible. It was just that bad. And the power was cut to 350,000 people. It flooded rivers. It was awful. In some places, they say the wind speed got up to 100 miles an hour. Wow. That's incredible. When you're talking about that, that means trees are flying about. No ifs, ands, or buts, because the 100 miles an hour is quite a punch, I have to say. It's a big punch. All right, let's move on to another one. How about this one? True or false? True or false? The X-Files is coming back to television after a hiatus of the very popular show.
That one I know is true. I'm a big fan of X-Files.
So am I. It's just a small, not to get everyone too excited, I think it's January, and it's a short, like, mini-series. I think it's like six of them.
I'm okay with that. I would love to see Gillian Anderson and David Duchovny back on the screen.
Yes, he liked it. You know what? They did it so well. They did the mystery thing so well.
And the chemistry between them
yes.
was top-notch.
Yep, absolutely. And so I can't wait. That's great that you're a fan of it. I'm absolutely a fan of the X-Files, too. All right, in the world of we need it now, faster, bigger, better, can you get it to us? KFC, Kentucky Fried Chicken, doing a lot of commercials these days. They've debuted, Patrick, a home delivery service. True or false?
I'm going to say true for that one as well.
It is true. So check this out. The what it is they've been talking about this for a while, and they figured out a way to do it. I mean, of course, it's all about keeping food warm and how quickly can you get it to them. And it seems like they have the pizza thing down the best of all, or sandwiches that go along with pizza, more than anything else. Of course, there's lots of delivery. I shouldn't say that. But here's the deal. Someone's going to have to pay for it, right? So they have a delivery fee that it's going to range between $5 and $7. But that would double the price of some of the menus, some of the items on the menu. So if you want your KFC delivered, then, and they're saying they're going to have it in Houston by the end of the year, and about 100 stores are going to offer this before they decide whether they're going to expand it. If you want it, you're going to have to pay extra for it. So that's going to make a big difference in what you pay. Here comes the KFC. Then you got to start thinking about, I couldn't go through the drive-thru window. Now I've really gotten lazy. I can't even do that anymore. I don't have the time to go through the drive-thru. Okay, how about this story? This story about Doug Flutie, former NFL quarterback, sadly lost his parents on the same day. True or false?
I'm going to say true for that one as well.
It is true. It's a very sad story. What he said was, he said his mother died of a broken heart. And, you know, I think there is something to that. My husband's grandfather died, and his grandmother seemed so, she looked great. She was obviously not happy about his death, but it was like 2 weeks later and she was gone. And I really think that that's what happened there. No ailments. I think it was broken heart. So I've heard those stories and I've witnessed it myself. They both parents died Wednesday in Florida within an hour of each other. And he said that his father both had fatal heart attacks. I mean, wow. And it's just a wild story, you know. He said his dad was ill and died of a heart attack in the hospital. His mom had a sudden heart attack and passed away. And that has to be tough on that family. Boy, It's one thing to lose one parent and then lose another. They were married. His parents were married 56 years. Wow. That's a long, long time. Let's move on to another one. This story involves the Dodgers. The Dodgers reportedly, in an effort to find a different kind of manager who could fill the seats, have plucked the manager from their ownership ranks, and Magic Johnson, in the interim, is going to be the manager of the LA Dodgers. True or false?
I'm going to say false.
That was a good guess. False. He might play hoop, but he is no manager. The Dodgers supposedly are close to selecting a manager to replace Don Mattingly. They're doing a second round of interviews. Gabe Kapler is one of the candidates. He's a nice guy. Covered Dave Kapler. Dave Roberts, that's another one of the candidates who could possibly be the next manager of the Dodgers, and either one of them would be interesting, I think. Definitely the Gabe Kapler story would be interesting to see him go from playing to managing. I think he'd be a really good manager, actually. All right, and here's our last one with the true or false. A woman's letter to a person who left the car note went viral. A woman's letter, open letter to a person who left a note on the car, on her car, is going viral. True or false?
That one is true.
It is true. Justine Van, what's her name? Justine Van Duin or something has decided she's going to put it out there because of you know what she got with the you know on her window. What it said was she got a permit for a handicap spot because she was diagnosed with multiple sclerosis when she was 35. And a lot of people who have MS eventually use a wheelchair, but the progression of the disease is different for everyone. So Van Den Boren is her name, wrote this open letter on Facebook as a reminder that just because you can't see it doesn't mean a person isn't struggling to put one foot in front of the other. That post has been shared 51,000 times since it was posted. Somebody put, "Did you forget your wheelchair?" and the question mark once again on her windshield. Wow. Oh, that'll teach you. That's about assumptions, definitely. Patrick, thank you.
Always a pleasure.
And thanks to all of you for listening to America Tonight. Remember, you can always send us your thoughts at americatonight.net.
There's a man named Dr. Joel Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor, both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician. Doc asks, why does the United States spend more money on healthcare by far and still rank 50th in health and longevity worldwide? He believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, take charge of their health, and attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects and more toxic prescription drugs. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the big government, big pharma, and big insurance manipulation of our healthcare system. I'm George Norrie, and I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare. Visit brightsidebend.com and listen to Doc Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I urge you to join the Brightside Bend team. Go to brightsidebend.com. That's brightsidebend.com.